Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Wednesday, veteran conservative columnist Cal Thomas is scorching Donald Trump in a new article, saying the former president's continued political odyssey will destroy the Republican Party as well as the right wing in America. Mr. Thomas quotes a variety of conservative pundits who believe the same thing. Now, I've known Cal Thomas for decades, and he is an honest analyst entitled to espouse whatever he wants. He writes that he did vote for Trump because he considered the alternatives worse, but is now off the Trump train for good because of the former president's polarizing personality. So my question for Cal is this: would you really pull the lever or lick the envelope for Joe Biden if he's Trump's opponent in 2024? That would be very destructive for traditional America, which Mr. Biden apparently disdains. Yes, Donald Trump is not a doctrinaire conservative. He has no interest in political philosophy. He's a deal maker and governed that way. And in my opinion, was far more successful in creating American prosperity than Joe Biden has been. There are two immediate dangers to conservatives. First, the woke culture is on the march, and if you oppose it, as most conservatives do, you are evil and should be punished. The second is that Biden is weak, and America's standing in the world is weakening. That puts the country in peril. So, whether you like Trump or not, that's the situation. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.